Hey, no need to ask, you heard about us. No need to ask, you heard about us. Already know you know about us.
Finally, today, a surprise album release from pop music's royal couple, Beyoncé and Jay-Z. But this one is a collaboration. It's actually their first collaborative album. It's titled Everything Is Love. And here to tell us more about it is NPR Music's hip-hop writer, Rodney Carmichael. Rodney, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
And it's going to be a national holiday right from now on. It's their album.
I mean,
album
it's got to be. It's got to be out.
So, yeah, exactly. Here it is. Well, tell us about the timing. Did this catch everybody off guard?
I think this caught the whole world off guard. I mean, this is, I'm really thinking Beyoncé and Jay-Z are like the new disruptors. It seems like so many artists, so many really major pop stars in black music have been releasing music this month. We're in the middle of this 5-album run of albums executive produced by Kanye West, including his own. Nas dropped an album Friday, the day before this one came out, produced by Kanye. And Drake is supposed to release his new album, Scorpion, at the end of the month. And all of a sudden, Jay-Z and Beyoncé throw a monkey wrench in everybody's rollout plan. It's crazy.
So they released a video, right, too?
They released a video shot in the Louvre. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right because I've never been to Paris, but.
All right, I think you got it right. Let's hear it. Let's play a little bit. This one is called, I don't know, can we say the title of this one?
I don't think we can.
Okay,
can
well,
we?
It's just listen. Okay, so Rodney, we've seen the two perform together many times. In fact, Beyoncé's classic Crazy in Love, which features Jay-Z, is actually 15 years old last month. Won 2 Grammys, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
And they've toured together.
Yep.
But this is their first album together. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, first of all, was there buzz that this was coming? And why do you think this particular project and why now?
Well, I think there have definitely been rumors. You know, their last two solo albums, Beyoncé's 2016 album Lemonade and Jay-Z's 2017 album 444, were both albums where they kind of really opened up a new level of vulnerability. They kind of went into their marriage and revealed, you know, that everything was not all peaches and cream in the marriage. Jay-Z, you know, acknowledged and apologized for his infidelity. And so I think smart money was on the fact that these two megastars were going to get together and do a makeup album. And that's what this is.
Well, the thing about both Lemonade and 444, though, is that they both work both as personal statements, but also as larger messages.
Mm-hmm.
And does this album do the same thing in your view?
It does. It does. It's definitely about marital bliss, but there's a lot more going on here. It's a communal album. It's full of summertime vibes, but there's this depth to it. I mean, it's about loyalty and legacy. It's about family and community. It's a celebration of black love. And as is always the case with them, there's a lot of black excellence being celebrated in there and just black culture in general.
All right. So, Rodney, what conclusion shall we draw from this album that, you know, all is well with Mr. and Mrs. Carter?
Well, it's funny because there's actually a line in there where Beyoncé alludes to Jay-Z's affair. So, yeah, it's not all that, but Love Happy, which ends the album, is really this beautiful testament to forgiveness within a relationship and how the struggles in their marriage have really made their union stronger in a lot of ways. It's definitely a big album, a lot to dig into, and I think it's going to be the album of the summer.
That's NPR's Rodney Carmichael telling us about Everything Is Love, the latest offering from Beyoncé and Jay-Z. Rodney, thanks so much for joining us. Happy Father's Day to your father.
Thank you, Michelle.